Friday at 7 o'clock, that means it's vibe check time. How you feeling about Steelers-Jets? What are your emotions surrounding Russell Wilson being the guy? You could give us a word to describe your feelings on that. How you feeling on this football Friday? Vibe check, 412-928-9370. This dude's a vibe.
Broncos country, let's ride.
What did he say for the Steelers? Steelers country, let's get seven or something like that.
Yeah.
Someone will text in the exact verbiage at 412-928-9370.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Someone texted in, Steelers country, let's weld.
Let's weld.
My father-in-law took a welding course at CCAC, and he was like, you should come on by. Hey, how about no?
No.
I like my skin attached to my face, thank you very much.
Right.
Not that I'm a sexy man or anything, but I think I'd look better with the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers country.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Let's ride. I'm so ready. I'm ready for the cheese. I'm excited. I've turned. It's not that I want to see him over Justin Fields, but you got to accept what you got.
Yep.
And what we got is Russell Wilson. So uncork the guy. He has the corny sayings. He posts the social media stuff. One other thing I find goofy about him, Dorn, and I don't know if you agree, if you've noticed this, he got real tiny shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
You say he's got a chip on his shoulder. It's got to be a very tiny chip. Justin Fields has big shoulder pads. This guy's got the little tiny ones tucked under.
Of course you would see that.
It's kind of goofy to me. It's not as goofy as Peyton Manning or Eli Manning having their sleeves go down to their forearms.
Right.
But little tiny shoulder pads for our guy. Texter, Steelers country, add fries.
Add fries.
Let's go. Oh, we'll take as many of these as possible at 412-928-9370 on the text line. How about on Twitter as well? Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. On its surface, this looks like a tough matchup for Russell Wilson because you figure you want to throw the ball. I mean, that's why you make the change. You need more in the passing game. Jets passing defense, second in the NFL, Dorn. 148 yards per game allowed. But they got Sauce Gardner. Their other two corners really good. DJ Reed, Michael Carter, maybe the best trio in the NFL. DJ Reed and Michael Carter both out of practice the last couple of days. I don't think they're going to play. So it's going to be Sauce Gardner, and then you're going to be down to your fourth and fifth corners. So on its surface, 150 yards a game given up through the air? Well, without those corners, that stat means absolutely nothing to me. Okay, you got maybe the best pass defense in the league, one of the best, but when you don't have your best players, it's not going to look like that.
I'm just really anxious to see how this game's going to go. I want to see how they open up. I want to see if this offense actually looks different. I want to see if Devontae Adams is going to play. I'm not sure. I guess he is. I don't know that, though, for sure.
I'd be stunned if he doesn't,
but I'm leaning towards the intuition of having that this is going to be a back-and-forth game. It's going to be a shootout. And I'm anxious to see if this offense looks different. And we could tell. Like, you could tell immediately, almost, like, if it does look different. So, if it does, and there's more to be had in this offense, I'll feel better. And if you can keep up with Aaron Rodgers and actually win that game, that style, then you've obviously made the right decision. And you could play that type of football. You want to be able to play multiple types of football, not just one.
Like Pitt.
You want to be able to play multiple types of football. Whenever a team gives you or throws at you, you want to have a counter. Or you want to have something that could look it in its face and play. So I'm anxious to see what Arthur Smith has drawn up and to see if there was a separate offense because of Justin Fields. Or is there a separate offense for Russell Wilson, or is it the same?
Is it weird that, to that point, I'm looking at Van Jefferson, I'm looking at Calvin Austin, and I'm looking at Pat Freiermuth and at their production. Like, if those guys are eating a little bit,
right?
Wow.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what I'm looking at.
Sauce Gardner is going to be on Pickens, so I would not expect a big game from that guy. I hope he handles it well. Can Russ elevate the other players in the passing game? And maybe Freiermuth's the guy to highlight above anybody else because we expected him to have such a big season coming in. Now, Russ isn't a big middle-of-the-field guy, so we'll see what happens. One more Jets stat here. So their corners are good, but two of them could be out and probably will be out. They're also one of the best pass rush teams in the NFL. 3 1/3 sacks per game on the season. That's really good. Top three in the NFL. They're sacking the quarterback on nearly 11% of their dropbacks. So that's a really high number against the Steelers' beleaguered and banged up offensive line. All right, we want to hear from you. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Let's go to Anthony in the car. Hi, Anthony.
What is up, guys? Good morning.
Anthony, we love you. Could you please turn your radio down a little bit?
Sure can.
All right, what do you got for us, buddy? No problem.
Hey, listen, nervous and excited. That's what I sum this up as. I mean, we are going into this. I'm super nervous for the reasons we probably don't think. I'm not worried about turnovers. I'm not worried about them having a horrible game. I'm worried about them staying alive with our banged-up offensive line, our meager wide receiving core. I do think I'm excited because this guy has always pushed the ball down the field in his career. Denver, I give him a pass. I think that was a screwed-up situation top to bottom. We see Sean Payton now. He's handled things recently. I think we have Russell's.
Goodbye, Anthony.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited to see him try to push the ball down the field, too.
For sure.
And if this were Ben, because here's another thing about the Jets' defense. Rush defense, bad. 17th in the NFL, they're giving up 124 yards a game on the ground. So why fly when you could drive, some people would say. If Ben were the Steelers' quarterback, and they were a great rushing offense, the Steelers, and there was a bad rushing defense, they would still throw it with the corners being out.
Yes.
And I wonder if that might be what they try to do with Russ. Hey, we want to run the ball. Arthur Smith loves to run the ball, but you got your fourth and fifth string corners in there potentially? We're throwing this thing. Are they going to treat him like the guy and attack the weakness? Because I think that becomes your biggest weakness, even though the rush defense is bad.
Well, this kind of just leads into the question I wanted to ask you, because if you're going to attack the weakness and you're going to throw the ball and you figure that Sauce Gardner is going to be on George Pickens, who is that guy outside of Pat Freiermuth and George Pickens that you think will have a big game because of Russ being in there and Russ trusting him and Russ helping these guys throughout the week? Like, I have one guy in mind, and I'm anxious to hear who that next guy could be for you, because one of these guys that aren't those two that I just named has to step up in this game, and I do wonder if Russ can bring those guys to a level that they can be, you know, a focal point in the offense, and if they are, then they'll have a nice day. But my guy would be Calvin Austin.
I was going to say.
There's a lot of plays, if you do go back and kind of scan the games, where Calvin Austin's open a lot that Justin Fields did miss him. I think that he might be the X factor in this game, and that he might have a big game. And I think that Russell Wilson trusts guys like that. He likes those explosive receivers. I think that Calvin Austin can be that guy that, you know, if the other two are covered and they're taken out of the game, that if you want to make this a passing football game, Calvin Austin has to have a big game.
And he's the one guy that has given you a glimmer this year from that group. We haven't seen it pop from Van Jefferson. We saw a couple of key catches in the Chargers game for Scotty Miller. Apart from that, hasn't done much. Calvin Austin's the guy that can catch and run. And if you're going against a backup slot corner, yeah, that would be the guy. That would be the guy for me too, Doran. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. We're vibe checking on a Friday. That last caller said nervous and excited. I think anxious then. I mean, I think you're anxious. You're anxiously curious about what they're going to look like with Russell Wilson. Josh in Wilkinsburg. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, so I was excited when we got Russ because last year he proved he can still do it. And I'm more excited now because, one, we have the body of proof. And we've seen some of these old guys still carrying teams. Joe Flacco, Andy Dalton can still do it. And I'm more comfortable with doing it now because we have kind of Justin Fields has proved that, you know, he can do it if it doesn't work out. So I like the move. I like getting to see it now and see what he can do. And then feeling pretty comfortable with our other option if it doesn't work out well.
Thank you for the call, Josh. We'll put you on hold. For Dave Matthews tickets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you feel better about inserting Russ when you're a winning football team than if, oh God, this Justin Fields stinks and now it's all up to Russ. Obviously, you want the Steelers to win the football game. Obviously, you want the passing attack to look more grown up. But if he falters, you just go back to the 4-2 quarterback.
Right.
Whose head is on his shoulders as a mature young guy who gets it. It would be another thing, too, if you bench the 4-2 guy and he comes out yesterday and is all pissed off.
Right.
Then you'd also be in a bad situation. But that's not what happened. Cordarrelle Patterson says he's quarterback one this week, Doran. So
I saw that.
Look forward to that.
Is he going to play?
I don't think so. No. Huh. That sucks.
Yeah.
They haven't played with a healthy offense all year, and they're not going to have one in this game. You have a rookie center who's not the rookie center that was playing maybe at a Pro Bowl level, and I think that might have something to do with this, too. I don't think that was the reason for the change, but now you have Russ, and you've pounded this into me. He's going to come up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be identifying things. Zach Frazier, I thought, was coming along nice in that area. Well, now you've got McCollum making his first career start, and you've got the longest tenured veteran guy here who can help him out, I think, a little bit.
Absolutely.
412-928-9370. Calls just pouring in, Doran, for vibe check, and specifically on Russell Wilson. Do you think the Steelers win the game, too? Because we're talking a lot about Russ. We're talking a lot about the Justin Fields, all that dynamic. Steelers at home against a 2-4 football team are an underdog. How's that make you feel? 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Right now, I remind you that Pet Fest, presented by Subaru, is back. It's October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, animal shelters, participate in costume contests, you get photos with Santa, or you can join in the blessing of the pets at 9:30 a.m. Pet Fest brought to you by Point Breeze Veterinary Clinic, Shenorovich, Shenorovich and Fishman, and EV True Value Hardware. For more information, please go to 937thefan.com. Doran, you and I have talked about this off the air. I'm not sure if we've talked about it on the air. I think we have. Bill Belichick does a great job in the media circuit.
Yep.
And he just crushes it. Ryan Clark's been doing it at a high level for a long time on ESPN. Both guys said the same thing, that they would go with Justin Fields, but that you can only make this decision, you can only make the change, if you are for sure convinced that there will be an upgrade at the quarterback position. And both guys said, you can't make that case. Well, again, as a guy who wants to go with Justin Fields, even I can see that Tomlin gets to watch practice every day and those guys don't. And as much good analysis as both guys have provided, yeah, no crap.
Mm-hmm.
No crap you're making the change because you think you're going to get better. You're not making the change if you think you're going to get worse. I don't think this is, oh, they promised Russell Wilson the job, and even if he's the worst player, they're going to play him. This is, okay, maybe they did promise him the job, but they're not going to do it if they think he's going to suck. I mean, is that not obvious? I think it's obvious.
I think Mike Tomlin really is heavily based off of resume. I think that he knows Russell Wilson's resume. He sees what he does in practice. He's followed him, you know, throughout the years. And what Mike Tomlin wants to do from the quarterback perspective, I think Russell Wilson checks all those boxes. And he was always going to give him an opportunity. And whenever he got hurt, you know, thank goodness that you acquired Justin Fields and gave him an opportunity. But at the end of the day, there's no doubt in my mind that Mike Tomlin, whenever Russ was healthy, was going to go to Russ. And he needs things to be checked off, too. And Russ obviously checked those things off in the last 2 weeks in practice. And, you know, like Doug said the other day, like, you could watch practice and you can see the difference between quarterbacks. If the ball doesn't drop, if the ball doesn't hit the ground, if everything is smooth, if the ball is getting out quick. And Russell Wilson, you know, he does bring that. He brings that consistency every single day. And I think that Mike Tomlin, at the end of the day, is like, look, like, I have to see. I have to know. Because what I want to be proven right. Because what I think of Russell Wilson, he's a top-tier quarterback and still is, and I need to know to see if we can be even better than we are right now.
You wind up 9-8 and Russ Wilson never sees the field, people are going to criticize you.
Mm-hmm.
And you might criticize yourself. You might wonder, what if? So while I would be going with Justin Fields, I understand the logic. And I can see both sides. I think there's a compelling argument on both sides of this thing, which makes it, to me, fascinating. One more guy that I want to see a lot from in this game is Najee Harris. Okay, man, you did the thing. You were explosive. 36-yard run. Best performance of the season. That was the best run of his career. Do it again, please. Do it again, please. They want to run the play action. You want Russ to cook. You want to take shots down the field. Can we please see Najee Harris be every bit as effective this week as he was last week?
Right.
I think it's a big game for him.
Yep.
Because they're turning to Wilson because they want consistency. Well, I want consistency from that guy, too.
Yes.
You just showed you could do that. You showed you could be that guy. And he looked quicker in preseason. He looked quicker in training camp. I think he was never fat. He was strong, bulky, leaned out a little bit. We've not seen that kind of breakaway run from him in the past. Do it again, please.
How do you think that they set up each thing? Like, you know what Najee did last week, and you're feeling pretty confident about him. Now you're moving to Russell Wilson, who it's his first game starting this year. Do you set up the run with the pass, or do you set up the pass with the run?
I'm coming out throwing, man.
You're throwing?
I'm cooking.
You're not going to let Najee continue that momentum and then set Russell Wilson up and let him get his feet wet a little bit and let him ease into the passing game, ease into the game?
I could see that. I would call a lot. People hate this. They're going to hate this. I'd call a lot of sideways stuff early for Russ. A couple screens. I'd get Najee involved. One place where Russ, for better or worse, was... One thing he did a lot last year is check the ball down. And Tomlin loves a good check down. Well, Najee had a couple of catches. Screen game has looked good, albeit infrequent this year. Get a couple screens going. Jets pass rushes. Good throw the ball sideways. Get them moving side to side. Then get the running game going. Then the play action. That's how I would do it. Mm-hmm. But I could absolutely see it your way. Hand the ball off against a bad rushing defense, giving up 124 a game, and then build off of that.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it both ways. I do think, like you said before, it's going to be shootouty.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams.
Garrett Wilson. Brees Hall. Aaron Rodgers.
I'm just going to say all the names you say, but I'm going to say it after in a slightly different tone.
Alan Lazard.
Even he's good.
All Rodgers guys.
Yeah, but he has no say.
Right.
It's all Woody Johnson.
Right.
The number of people in the national media this week. No, Woody Johnson calls the shots. Okay, why is Alan Lazard on the team?
Right.
Devontae Adams. Mark and Allison Park next up. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
I absolutely love this. Think, if you're Russ Wilson, think of the games that matter that you have played in your career. Think of the experience, the dozens of defenses you've seen, the schemes, everything. Bokey nailed it. When he was down at the facility, he said the crispness of the huddle and just watching these guys get up to the line, the professionalism. This guy is a professional quarterback, professional passer. I mean, I think back to all the huge games I've ever watched this guy in. I am super excited. Denver was never going to be a great fit. I feel like this is a beautiful fit. He can still run. He can still move, like you just said. He can roll out, throw those dump-off passes. You know, you might not gain the speed and the long stride down the field, but this guy's not immobile. He never has been. So I love this. It's a non-division matchup, and it's under the lights, which he's played a lot of games, guys, under the lights, you have to admit. I just love, like, Hokie got me so excited when he was talking about how they looked at practice. I mean, I just cannot wait.
I love
game.
That Hokie, and thank you so much for the call. Yeah, thank you for the call, Mark. Hokie just says, I'm not a journalist. I'm not a reporter. Steelers say you're not allowed to tell you what goes on at practice. What do I care? They're letting me down there no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what. Ball's not hitting the ground. He's got command in and out of the huddle.
Yeah.
He's accurate. Yeah, he got me excited actually a little bit yesterday too. Did Hokie. 412-928-9370 is the phone number to call. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are a combined, oh boy, I'm doing math on the fly, 35 plus 40, 75 years old.
Yes.
You'll see some gray beards.
Yes.
I like that.
Gray beards and gray face masks.
Good call.
You think the Jets wear their throwbacks from last week?
I want them to.
That'd be great.
I really want them to. That just makes me think of Doug Bryan missing field goals in the 2004 AFC divisional round. And I sat right behind the goalposts, and me and my friend Pat Hundley, we were 14 years old, and as the Jets lined up for what we thought could be the game-winning field goal, 15 in one season, we sobbed in each other's arms.
2014?
Yeah, I was 14, yeah.
Oh, you were 14?
Or excuse me, I was 2004, I was 14, yeah.
2004.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We sat, bleep you not, right behind the goalposts.
Who was the quarterback for the Jets?
Oh, that would have been Chad Pennington.
Who was a receiver?
Lavernius Coles.
Yeah.
Would have been on that team. Mm-hmm. Curtis Martin, right?
No.
No?
I think he would have been gone by then.
Jonathan Vilma. I don't know if I have that right. That was a good Jets team. That was a hell of a football game. And then they drafted a kicker the next year. That's what those uniforms remind me of, though.
Uh-huh.
Is that. One of my great moments as a child watching live sports. But I, not kidding, sobbed. Sobbing. What a year. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Cower can't win playoff games at home. Then they won. All right. Coming up next, we'll continue to take your calls, I promise. Love talking to Yinz on a Friday. Arthur Smith on if the Steelers will use two quarterbacks in this game.
Now you're talking about strategy. Whatever decision Mike makes, let the Jets figure that out Sunday night. I appreciate the question. I really do. I just
appreciate the answer.
No, I know, but... I joke, but it's real. Everybody's got analysts, whether this is live or you guys are live tweeting. I'm sure you're probably TikToking, right, Jerry? Let them figure that out Sunday night.
Jerry Dulac out there TikToking. I don't think Jerry's on TikTok.
Probably not.
I could see him being a big Facebook guy.
Yes. Connecting with old friends.
Yes, old being the operative word.
Yes.
That's not meant to be offensive to Jerry, but he's not a young man. He's not an old guy. He's just not a young man.
How old is he?
I don't know. He got to be in the 60s,
yeah.
I would think. Now, that doesn't stop Pomp. Pomp's been a TikToking machine.
Yeah, Pomp is evolved. He's evolved with the times.
Are you a TikToker?
No.
Never been on?
Nope.
Don't have an account?
Nope.
Anything you need to see on the talk, you're going to get on the Instagram or Twitter eventually.
Right.
It's going to make its way over there.
Yes.
And then you don't got to deal with the TikTok. TikTok new age. You know, it would be kind of new age. Two quarterbacks. Get them both on the field at the same time. And we've talked about the packages that you could use with Justin Fields where he's just the quarterback. I think they should put him on the field at the same time at some point. And maybe you run something early, and Justin Fields is the decoy. I'm talking about lining him up in the slot, something like that. Have him thinking about it. And even if you don't get back to it, okay, now it's in the back of their mind. Maybe do it again, decoy, mm-hmm. and then bang, hit him over the head with something.
Mm-hmm.
Just give him one more thing to think about, because I do think there's going to be points in this game. Alex Highsmith should be back. Devontae KZ practiced yesterday in a limited capacity. You might be closer to full strength defensively than you have been in a while. But I thought Rodgers and company started to warm up. Bad second half. I thought they looked pretty good in the first half last week. And now you add Devontae Adams to a pass defense that in two of the last 3 weeks left a lot to be desired. And last week, let's face it, they played Aiden O'Connell, for God's sakes. I think there's going to need to be points. And this could help you score some points. I'm all for it.
I just don't know how you can, you know, look at yourself and say that, you know, our best athlete that has been on the field that has won us games is the quarterback and has been the quarterback, but is the best athlete and the best offensive player throughout six games that you just cold turkey, just sit him down. Like, that would be a dereliction of duty. And Arthur Smith loves gadgets. He loves the, you know, he loves multiple. And what offensive coordinator wouldn't? Like, you can get so creative right now, and, well, you know, that's what being an offensive coordinator is about. It's about being creative, making the defense think, making teams think, and have to prepare. And now, you know, without even them having to show anything, the Jets are preparing for Justin Fields to have a package. So it's one thing to prepare for it, but it's also another thing to stop it. So if it were me, I'm going to let Russell Wilson get into a groove, try to get consistent. He's going to be looked at as the quarterback of the Steelers offense. But whenever I get in certain situations, in these situations, whenever I have the numbers in front of me, I know that Justin can flourish in these situations. I'm going to use him in those situations, like in the red zone. I know Russ has been good in the red zone, still haven't seen it yet, but I am going to try to create some deception in the red zone to generate touchdowns, not field goals. And Justin Fields can do that with a read option game. Like, that's something that we saw a little bit, but we didn't see it. I believe, and I think you believed, we didn't see it that much because of the backup quarterback situation. Didn't want to put Justin Fields in harm's way. Now you can actually roll that out. He can throw. He can run. He can hand off. I'm using him. I don't know how much, but I'm definitely putting him in those situations that he did flourish in throughout the first six games.
Yeah, and they should feel better about what he can do because of the first six games.
Mm-hmm.
They had plans, designs to use him prior to him ever playing a regular season game with the Steelers. Now he's played in six games. Why not? 412-928-9370. I think it might also be one of the reasons why Justin Fields, you know, he was critical of himself yesterday, but also not ticked off at the circumstances, because maybe he knows he's going to be utilized in the game, and it's just not an out-and-out benching. Shall we go to Lee in the car?
Yes.
Hi, Lee in the car. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, absolutely. I think your points right before you went to me is exactly what I was going to say. I think with Arthur Smith's offense with Justin Fields, they've really gone from page 1 to page 12. Now you have the opportunity to go from page 12 to the end of the book with Russ. And I think they're going to have the chance to bring in these little gadget plays, use Smith when it's at time down in the red zone. I'm excited about the game. I think the Steelers are going to win. I think it's going to be 27-23. No way they lose at home in prime time with Let's Ride behind the quarterback, behind the center.
Thank you, Lee. Stumbled down the stretch there, didn't we?
It's
okay.
Good.
It's okay. It was good. Good call.
It was going good.
No way they lose in prime time again because they lost to Dallas. Now, he said with Let's Ride, if they win 27-23 and they score early in the game, I'll have seen enough.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, what is it, three touchdowns in 12 first-half quarters so far?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are they doing this? Well, that's one of the reasons why.
Right.
They've gotten off to horrifically slow starts, and it cost them the Indy game for sure, and really you can make an argument that in both of their losses, that's why it happened that way. 412-928-9370. Can't wait to talk to Chris Carter today. He's going to be on at 8. He's been fighting people on the internet.
He has.
He's been watching tape. Chris Carter's not coming without ammunition. Like, he ain't walking to a knife fight without packing heat. That's what he's been doing on the internet. He's got the film. Why is Russell Wilson playing? He'll describe why he thinks when he joins us at 8 o'clock. Got a couple more calls we'll get to coming up in the next segment. And this is absolutely a must-win game for the Jets. No doubt about it. I think it's kind of a must-win for the Steelers, too. Why? We'll tell you. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to join us coming up at the top of the hour. I know this is a must-win game for the Jets. If you lose, you're not eliminated from playoff contention. It's not mathematically a must-win game, but you start 2-5 and you got AFC losses, you're not making the playoffs.
Mm-mm.
Even with Devontae Adams, even with the running game being rediscovered, even with that pass rush, it's just math. It's kind of a must-win game for the Steelers, too. I got a couple of reasons for that, Dor. Number one, while I think, based on Fields' comments and Wilson's comments, that both guys are handling this well, and from what we heard from the locker room, a lot of the players are handling it well, you make a decision to move off from a 4-2 quarterback and you play a guy and he stinks or loses the game, that's not going to be popular. And then number two, beat the team with an interim coach.
That's a good point.
Right?
That's a good point. And an interim offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and the defensive responsibilities have shifted around. Doug was talking about that with you during one of the breaks the other day, and I think we brought it onto the air. Like, everyone's responsibilities have changed, And then you've got the ultimate consistency with Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a game where you should outcoach the other guys. You absolutely should. So go win the game. They don't want what's going on in New York to be going on right now. Like, Woody Johnson, yeah, he does fire Robert Saleh, but going into the year, like, you can't tell me you think this is the best way to get stuff done.
No.
So they got total turmoil over there. Go beat them. Beat that team.
I'm at the place where it's a must win because of the situation, and if you lose, then it'll be the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it'll just be looked like that. And maybe in your mind it's not. Maybe you see stuff that is different. But if you lose this game, it's the no doubt wrong choice because you had a quarterback that was winning football games and just won the last game.
Yes.
And scored and helped the offense score 32 points and has 10 touchdowns on the year. Like, you have to win this game. If you want to make this decision, this is a must win.
He ain't getting fired, Mike Tomlin, no matter what happens this year. But you lose this game, you look real dumb.
Yeah.
You do. And he knows that, but you look real stupid. You're at home, primetime, frenzied up crowd, 4-2 against a 2-4 football team that's adding new pieces, that's banged up in the secondary, that can't stop the run, that has an interim coach. You're an underdog, which is nuts with all that stuff. Go win. Because I don't care what Vegas says. I'm expecting you to go win when all those things that I just said line up. I don't care if you're wide receiver two's Van Jefferson. Go out there. They got one corner. They're playing their fourth and fifth corners behind Sauce Gardner. They've got an interim coach and a new guy calling the offense and a new guy calling the defense. Win the game.
Yep.
Win a game. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service providing, excuse me, start over. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Chris Carter will join us on that hotline coming up next. What has Justin Fields left on the table? He'll tell us. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sutton Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, ooh, high of 66.